Blog Talk Radio.
The Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, presents The Michael Van Tool Show with jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Attorney Johnny Hawkins, also known as the Warrior Lawyer, is a nationally recognized personal injury expert also specializing in serious trucking and auto-related accidents, police misconduct, civil litigation, and probate law. Call the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, today at 248-567-9990. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in business support services dedicated to building your customer base. Call 248-516-8300. And now, CAF Tech graduate, former banker, community worker, published author, and recording artist, Michael Van Tool.
Good morning. Thank you for waking up this morning with the Michael Van Tool Show. We are produced in cooperation with Community Highlights and Detroit Spiritual Ambassador, Missionary Hattie Humphrey. We're here every Sunday from 9 to 10 a.m. The Michael Van Tool Show is brought to you by the Law Office of Warrior Lawyer Johnny Hawkins, Ram Insurance and Financial Services, and Joe Lunghammer Chevrolet, home of Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Let's go to the famous Sunday morning team, Kimberly Batchelor Davis, our lifestyle editor, author, speaker. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning to our dynamic Sunday morning team, and good morning, Detroit.
Evangelist Christy Laster Andrews, prophetess, minister, songstress, our devotional leader. Good morning, Evangelist.
Good morning, Michael Van Tool. Good morning to our Sunday morning team, and good morning to our audience that listens all throughout the week.
Absolutely, and we got a surprise guest for you this morning, sitting in for political analyst and home care advocate Henrietta Ivey, is Bishop Chaplain Stephen Cathy from the Police and Fire. What's the title?
International Police and Fire Chaplains Association. Yes.
Chaplains. Okay, it's a long title, but it means a lot.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Amen.
Thank you so much for sitting in on the panel this morning.
Yes, thanks for having me. Good morning. Good morning to all of the listeners. Good morning to the team that's on today, both my sisters that's here. Good morning to the sister that's absent. I'm just excited to be a part of this team this morning. God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop. And Missionary Hattie Humphrey's coming up in about 25 minutes. I've spoken with her already this morning. She is ready to go. And so Community Highlights is coming up in about 25 minutes. Of course, you know, Johnny Hawkins is called the Warrior Lawyer, and you've seen his TV commercials now. He's one of the super lawyers, earning multi-millions for his clients. But he is not only a personal injury specialist, he also handles guardianships, conservatorships, estates, creation of living wills, power of attorney, trusts, and much more. If you need the lawyer, a fighter, call Johnny Hawkins, 248-567-9990. And, of course, Regina, the Queen of Car Loans, if you want to buy a new car, Chevrolet especially. Here's the number to call, 248-218-9980. 9808. Again, that's 248-218-9808. And she can get you any GM product, Buick too. So keep that in mind. All right. We've got news and weather coming up momentarily. Just right after these messages, we'll be right back.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Then make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client, and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service.
Whether you're buying your first home or planning for retirement, RAM Insurance and Financial Services have got you covered, literally. We're a full-service, family-owned and operated, independent insurance agency that offers all-encompassing services for our clients. Here, we work with different companies to keep you protected. We operate through holistic planning, keeping you safe through all of life's milestones, from auto, home, life, and health, business, or retirement services. It's all about you.
At RAM Insurance and Financial Services, it's about relationships, not transactions.
You've waited long enough. You deserve this chance. Now is the time to get the royal treatment from Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Purchase your new car or truck at her new home, Joe Longhammer Chevrolet in Waterford.
Hi, this is Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Let me worry about your credit and down payment. Together we'll find a way. That's my job. I want you in the driver's seat. So let's look at your trade-in, your monthly payment, and do a credit review. Let's take advantage of Joe Longhammer's wide selection of cars and trucks so I can put you in a car today. It's okay to call me right now. 248-218-9808. Even though I'm the queen, I answer my own phone.
Hurry to the new home of Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Joe Longhammer Chevrolet in Waterford, or call the Queen's helpline at 248-218-9808. Chevrolet, find new roads. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
Okay, we're back. And my name is Michael Van Tool. If you want to call in, the number is 563-999-3557. We'll be here for the next hour. Missionary Humphrey's coming up in about 20 minutes with community highlights. We're going to be talking with her. In the news this morning, South Africa's health minister announced Thursday the discovery of the B11529 variant, also known as Omicron, which appears to be spreading rapidly in parts of the country. It was the strongest reminder yet that the pandemic is not over. In the hours following that Thursday announcement, several nations, including the United States and the United Kingdom, banned travel from South Africa and surrounding African countries. The new travel restrictions announced by President Joe Biden on Friday will buy the U.S. federal government more time to investigate the new Omicron variant that has emerged in South Africa. The restrictions have already caused havoc on vacations, business trips, and family plans across Europe and Africa. In Hamtramck, Michigan, the owner of Aladdin Jewelry said a contractor disappeared after several down payments numbering in the tens of thousands of dollars. The owner said the store is a mess. There is unfinished drywall, exposed wires, a sloppy sink, out of place, and the upstairs is a disaster. Zahir Murray owns the jewelry store. He has named the contractor Robert Johns from B&D Innovations in a federal complaint. If you go inside, there is all bare. The drywall, the electrical are still showing. The bathroom is not finished. Murray has accused Johns of fraud. Murray said he hired Johns for a complete building renovation in July. The contractor has walked off with $80,000. A security guard has died after he was shot while he protected a San Francisco area television crew from covering a smash-and-grab theft, part of a rash of organized retail crime in the region. We are devastated by the loss of the security guard and our friend Kevin Nishida. Our deepest sympathy goes to Kevin's wife, his children, and family, and to all his friends and colleagues, KRON-TV's vice president and general manager, Jim Rose, said in a statement Saturday. The smash and grabs have become a major problem across the country. Last Friday, a smash and grab hit luxury stores in Union Square in San Francisco, and the next night, a Nordstrom's in Walnut Creek in East Bay, where 80 people jumped out of a pack of cars before closing and swarmed the store's aisles, many escaping with merchandise. Then shortly after midnight last Sunday, culprits used a sledgehammer to smash storefront windows at a Louis Vuitton and a Saks Fifth Avenue in Beverly Hills. San Francisco police said additional officers will be placed in exclusive shopping areas to prevent mobs from overwhelming store security. All right, let's go to our Sunday morning team. Kimberly Batchelor Davis, what do you have for us this morning?
Good morning, Michael. So I'm going to give a feel-good story, of course, but I want to talk to us about something really important, and it's called meditation training reduces long-term stress. There was a study in Germany that analyzed people's hair. The meditation training does reduce long-term stress. That's what scientists in Germany have discovered by analyzing hair. The amount of cortisol in hair provides information about how much a person is burdened by persistent stress. Earlier positive training effects at Max Planck Institute for Human Cognitive and Brain Sciences had been shown in acutely stressful situations or on individual days or were based on study participants' self-reports. The current study thus provides the first objective evidence that mental training reduces physical signs of long periods of stress. According to a study, 23% of people in Germany frequently suffer from stress. This condition not only puts a strain on the well-being of those affected, but it also is linked to a number of physiological diseases, including diabetes, cardiovascular disease, and psychological disorders such as depression, one of the world's leading causes of disease burden. One promising option is mindfulness training, in which participants train their cognitive and social skills, including attention, gratitude, and compassion, through various meditation and behavioral exercises. The concentration of cortisol on hair is considered a suitable measure of exposure to prolonged stress. Cortisol is a hormone that is released when we are confronted with an overwhelming challenge, for example. In that particular situation, it helps put our body on alert and mobilize our energy to overcome the challenge. The longer the stress lasts, the longer an increased concentration of cortisol circulates around our body and the more it accumulates in our hair. On average, hair grows 1 centimeter per month, and to measure the study participants' stress levels during the 9-month training, the researchers in cooperation with the working group of Clemens Kirschbaum at the University of Dresden analyzed the amount of cortisol every 3 months in the first 3 centimeters of hair starting at the scalp. And the focus was either on the factors of attention and mindfulness, on socioeffective skills such as compassion and gratitude, or on so-called social cognitive skills, in particular the ability to take perspective on one's own and others' thoughts. Three groups of about 80 participants each completed the training modules in different order. The training actually lasted up to 9 months, 30 minutes a day, 6 days a week, and the corresponding paper was published in a news magazine called Psychosomatic Medicine. And what they found out is that if people were more mindful or participated in meditative training, that it lessened their stress. And so here in America, we might say, well, you can meditate or you can reflect back on the Word of God. And since Bishop Cathy is here with us, it would be I need to give my morning scripture. So this morning scripture is going to be taken from Proverbs. It is 8:12. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence. I have found knowledge and discretion. So while we are stressed with yet another variant that is coming out from COVID, the gift that keeps on giving, and we are still stressing about different things that are happening around the world, let us be mindful and grateful for the things that we have, the blessings that we have, and remember that God still sits on the throne. And as long as we take him with us, as missionary says, we will never be alone.
Thank you, Kimberly. What a good message, and something to remind us, too, this meditation thing. You don't have to go do all those crazy meditations that a lot of people do. You can meditate on God's word. You can pray and meditate and talk to God. Mm-hmm. I don't know why people have to go off all these tangents and do all this crazy stuff when all you have to do is stop, get into a quiet place. I mean, you know, Christianity, that is built around a prayer life. So I don't know, you know, it doesn't, we can meditate and pray as a Christian too. And it doesn't, we
That's
don't have
right.
to go off and worship some strange, you know what I'm talking about. There's a bunch
mm-hmm,
of stuff out
mm-hmm.
here. There's a bunch of stuff out here now. All right. Evangelist
yeah, exactly.
Christy Laster Andrews, this may be a good time for you to jump in here.
Thank you, Kimberly, for that very interesting study that you mentioned this morning. I've spent time learning mindfulness from different doctors, and it really does make a difference in your life. And as Michael Van Tool preached to us this morning, letting us know that prayer.
Here we go.
He let us know this morning that prayer is the key, and that's absolutely, absolutely correct. Oftentimes, we'll spend time in prayer, talking to the Lord, making our petitions known, quoting his word back to him because he honors his word. But then you take that moment where you sit quietly and you focus on your breathing, or you meditate on the word of what you just, you know, share with the Lord in prayer, and you get a response.
Mm-hmm.
You get a response, and that response that you often get will help you throughout your day. It'll help you throughout your week. So mindfulness is very important, and just being in prayer helps to release some of the stress. Just knowing that God has a way of making everything all right, even if it doesn't feel all right. The scripture that I thought about this morning was in Romans, the 12th chapter and the 19th verse. It says, "Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath, for it is written, 'Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I will repay, saith the Lord.'" So I was just thinking this morning about sweet victory. As Kimberly stated, there's so many things happening around us, and it causes stress, or there's racism that we're dealing with in the world. And we didn't talk about that Ahmaud Arbery case this morning, but I'm sure Michael Van Tool will touch on that to some degree. But if we stay in that place of prayer and stay in that place of worship, casting all of our cares upon him because he cares, we'll land in a place of sweet victory. So I just wanted to encourage people today, as you're going throughout your day, the weather is changing. There are so many things happening. Yesterday I saw three single car accidents spin out, and then I saw one two-car accident. And I just drove right along, you know, safe and everything. So no matter what you're facing in life, no matter what's going on around you, God has a way of giving you sweet victory.
Yes.
So that's my thought this morning.
Thank you. And we'll bring you through, like me and Missionary were talking about this morning. We were talking about this new variant. But we were also praising God and acknowledging the fact that he has kept us safe and secure to this point. And this country has been through a lot since March of 2020. So, sometimes you have to just stop and look and see where you're at and
mm-hmm.
what God has done for you. Bishop Kathy, you know, we did talk mm-hmm. last week a little bit about the Ahmaud Arbery situation.
Yes.
Thank God. And you know, we shouldn't have a sigh of relief. I mean, you know, I was reading,
mm-hmm.
I was responding to Attorney Johnny Hawkins' Facebook posting the other day, and I told him he said, you know, he was wondering how people felt, and I was like, it was a sigh of relief. But this should not be a sigh of relief that America did the right thing, that the jury did the right thing. They should do the right
exactly.
thing, and they should do it
absolutely.
All the time. And I'm glad that this all-white jury saw for themselves. They didn't go along with it because, you know, sometimes they go along with it. And they demonized this guy who was just out jogging and looking into subdivision on his jog, which any of us would have done. Bishop Kathy, you would have looked in there at the new subdivision. Mm-hmm. I would have looked in there because I wanted to see, you know, maybe I might want to buy one of the new houses in the subdivision. I live right down the street from it. But no, they're going to mm-hmm. hunt him down. And I studied the whole case, and I was ready for our program last week. I talked about it a little bit on both programs. But mm-hmm. this gentleman was innocently jogging in his neighborhood, and they had the nerve to call the police, just like the Karens do. They just pick uh-huh. up the phone and call the police if something they don't yeah. if it's something they don't like. And now I understand that the Kens, Karen and Kens. Yes. So these guys were mm-hmm. the Kens, and they called the police to say there's a black guy running down the street. I think he's the mm-hmm. one that was trespassing. But it didn't mean that he had to lose his life. He didn't right. have to lose his life. And the way that they shot right. him point blank range, Bishop, it was mm-hmm. devastating.
It was horrible.
Absolutely.
It was terrible. It was all of those words that we could think that was bad. But I thank God. And I can't go any further without saying I thank God for being God. I thank God for the missionary for allowing this platform to be presented by you. I thank God for the praise team. I thank God for everyone that's on here right now, even those that should be here, that would be here, but they're absent today. And I'm my sister Henrietta, I thank God for her as well. So with that being said, let's move forward and let me attack this thing here. That was an American atrocity. However, yeah. it shined the light on what the light needs to be shined on. And I want to say this. I think willful indifference is what is affecting us as people. Because, see, we are victors. We are victors when it comes from slavery. So I don't have a victimized state. So because of that, I think that now it becomes willful more so indifference than a racial epitome. Because you know you always got a white person that say, I got five black friends. You hear me?
That's right.
So right, and have I got a witness? You don't care what
yes.
you say. When you say
yes.
they're racist, they're gonna say I just had two of my friends over last week for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
If you could
mm-hmm.
count. If you know how many black friends you got, you racist. Have I got a witness? I don't care what you say.
Amen.
If you know
Amen.
How many you got, you are racist. And,
that's
and,
right.
And I want us to understand this. Now, what I say on behalf of me. I don't want nobody to charge the Michael Van Tool Show for nothing I say. I am responsible for what I say. So I let me make that clear, too. You see what I'm saying? That situation right there can only be stopped. It can only be stopped when we do what Pastor Michael Van Tool has already said. Have I got a witness? And evangelist has already got on top of. And now we got to pray. Prayer is the key to the kingdom. Prayer will set peace to a troubled mind. You hear me? Jesus said to his disciple, Peter, he told him, walk with me while I pray. He told him one day, he told Peter, put away your sword after he cut off the guardsman's ear. He said, when you should have been praying, you were sleeping. We need to wake up. We need to wake up and start praying. And the Bible says that if my people, which are called by my name, would pray and humble. You hear what I'm telling somebody today? Pray and humble themselves and turn from their wicked ways. He said, then I'll hear your cries in heaven and I'll heal your land. We need to pray. And we need to,
Amen.
And we don't need to, and we need to keep on praying. Why do we feel like, you don't see this on TV. In over here in Detroit or wherever, Muslims getting anything. Why? Because they're praying five times a day. They're praying.
Yeah. Yes.
And that's what we need to look. Yes.
Yeah, Bishop. And they pray so much.
Yeah.
Employers are encouraged to make sure and set aside time for them to pray to Mecca and to provide them with, you know, that we've got to catch up. I tell you, we got
to
catch up. We should have been had a prayer time in a prayer room
for
Christians, you know. But
You take prayer out to schools, but you keep it on your job. Come on, man.
Right.
You got God mixed up. You can't bargain with God when it comes to prayer. You pray everywhere.
That's
care if it's over a White Castle burger. I don't care
if
it's a shelter. I don't care where you at. When you stop praying, well, listen, when you, he said, when prayers go up, bless it. I wish I had a witness on the Michael Van Tool show today. He said, when praises go up, blessings come down. If you're not being blessed, it's because he don't hear your praise. Your praise has been stopped at the cloud.
Wow.
You can look up to the clouds right now and see people praises that ain't never moved. I wish I had a witness today.
You sure are filling in for Henrietta, that's for sure. You don't have no problem filling in.
All right. At all. I called you at 7:58. I mean, at 8:58, I called you to get ready.
Yes, you did. I did want to say a couple more things before, because Missionary Humphrey's getting ready for community highlights in a couple minutes. But I did want to say that this not only we got a ways to go with this racism, not, you know, across the country, but especially in Georgia, because remember, the prosecutors didn't even want to bring this case, and there are four prosecutors that they burned through. The first one, at least one of them, the first one is facing going to be on trial for illegally trying to stop this case, obstruction of justice, stopping this case from going through. The next thing is the defense attorneys in the trial talking about no black pastors could come into the courtroom. What world are they living in? They're still living in 1945. They don't want no black pastors coming in down to Brunswick, Georgia. They don't want black pastors coming in. They don't want Jesse Jackson or Al Sharpton in the courtroom. They must be out of their mind. And then the other outrage that occurred was how they tried to demonize Ahmaud Arbery, and by saying that he had long dirty toenails to make him look like a runaway slave back in, you know, that's they always want us to look bad and frightening, like a beast. That's what that was. That's that old racism. That stuff is back from slavery days. That just shows you that it's still there to dehumanize us, to devalue black Americans. There was no reason. She's going to pay for that for years to come, for that statement. People are going to remind her of that statement she made. She's going to have to. She should have apologized by now, to be honest.
If I can say one thing. One part that really tore my soul up, because I watched it and followed the whole thing too, is when she said that he could have run away. He could have went in another direction.
But no, he couldn't.
Glass.
They would have shot him
back. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. And when she said that a lot of that situation could have been avoided, that he played a part. However, I do, and this may sound strange, but I do understand, because both sides trying to win. Both sides are trying to win this thing. And when we look at it like that, you see what I'm saying, Mike? We will be able to understand that in their case, were those defense attorneys really racist, or were they really trying to win? That's what I want to understand.
I think it was a little bit of both. They wanted to win, but they wanted to play dirty in winning. You know, you can try to win, but you don't have to cheat.
Yes.
And what they did was equivalent to cheating.
They cheated.
And that
they
is
cheated.
A, racist. They've had one of the most racist defense plans I've ever seen. But look, Missionary Humphrey's on the line. Let's take a station break. When we come back, it's Community Highlights with Detroit Spiritual Ambassador Missionary Hattie Humphrey. We'll be right back.
You've waited long enough. You deserve this chance. Now is the time to get the royal treatment from Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Purchase your new car or truck at her new home, Joe Longhammer Chevrolet in Waterford.
Hi, this is Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Let me worry about your credit and down payment. Together we'll find a way. That's my job. I want you in the driver's seat. So let's look at your trade-in, your monthly payment, and do a credit review. Let's take advantage of Joe Longhammer's wide selection of cars and trucks so I can put you in a car today. It's okay to call me right now. 248-218-9808. Even though I'm the queen, I answer my own phone.
Hurry to the new home of Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Joe Longhammer Chevrolet in Waterford, or call the Queen's helpline at 248-218-9808. Chevrolet, find new roads. Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Waste no time and make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer.
Hello, I'm Johnny Hawkins, and I can assure you that no one can out-service me. How do I know this? Because I care. Listen to me. I'm only blessed in what I do so that I, in turn, can be a true blessing to others. That's it. That's how this thing works.
For a free telephone consult with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. That's 248-567-9990. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
All right. Thank you for getting up with us this morning. We've got an exciting program going for you. Missionary Hattie Humphrey Community Highlights is on the show right now. Community Highlights is an inspirational community affairs program with Detroit Spiritual Ambassador Missionary Hattie Humphrey. Community Highlights is brought to you by the law office of Pascal Tashman and Walker and lead attorney Cliff Pascal. Franklin Wright Settlements help the child, preserve the family, and strengthen the community. And now a lady who is a mentor to pastors here in Metro Detroit and throughout the Midwest, from Arkansas to St. Louis, Missouri. She's traveled to the Middle East. She's a spiritual advisor to elected officials, and her annual birthday banquet is now one of the biggest, most important political dinners in Metro Detroit. She's an icon to the masses. But to you and me, she's a friend that you can count on in the time of need. She is Detroit's spiritual ambassador, Missionary Hattie Humphrey. Good morning, Missionary.
Good morning, Michael, and to our team, to all of our radio established. I just want to start off with saying this. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither thy envy against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and withered as the green harvest. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shall thou dwell in the land of verdure. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the design of your heart. God bless you. God bless you to all of myself. Hello, everybody and everywhere.
Well, good morning, Missionary. Oops. The Sunday morning team is here. Let's go straight to Kimberly Batchelor Davis, our lifestyle editor, author, and speaker. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Sunday morning team. Good morning, Missionary. It is always great to be on air with you. And good morning, Detroit.
Evangelist Christy Laster Andrews, prophetess, minister, songstress, our devotional leader. Good morning, Evangelist.
Good morning, Michael Van Tool. Good morning to our Sunday morning team, Reverend Pastor Dr. Kimberly. And then good morning to Missionary Hattie Humphrey. It's always a pleasure to hear your voice this morning.
Thank you.
You took away my intro for Chaplain Kathy from the International Police and Fire Association. Good morning.
Hey, God bless you.
And thanks for sitting in for our sister, Henrietta.
God bless you. God bless you, missionary. You know I love you and I miss you dearly. Can't wait to see your smile and get me a hug. God bless you, Michael Ventura. God bless you, everyone. God bless you. Sisters, I say sisters because I forget your names, amen. But God bless you, especially that sister. Oh, I've got all them titles. You hear me?
Christy Laster, Evangelist Christy, yes.
Yeah, Evangelist. I need to come to her church. Have I got a witness?
Yes, amen, amen, yes. And the church doors are open over there. Trust me, let me tell you that. So the team is here. All right, Kimberly, we did not get to weather. What's it like out there and what's happening this week?
So, as you know, anyone, if you haven't looked outside in Metro Detroit, we have snow. So today there will be more scattered snow showers. We'll have a high of 37 and a low of 26. Tomorrow, more scattered snow showers. So make sure that you give yourself extra time. The roads are rather slick. There will be a high of 38, a low of 27. On Tuesday, it'll be partly cloudy with a high of 41, a low of 28. On Wednesday, it'll be partly cloudy with a high of 40 and a low of 33. On Thursday, it'll be mostly cloudy with a high of 48 degrees. It'll be a balmy 48, a low of 35. And on Friday, we'll have scattered showers with a high of 47 and a low of 35. And then on Saturday, we'll have another chance for snow with a high of 42 and a low of 29. And that's the weather.
Great. So we're not going to be stuck in this deep freeze for too long. So it's going to get a little warmer later this week. So we're glad about that. Thank you, Kimberly. Missionary, I hope and trust that you had a great Thanksgiving. This is the beginning of the holiday season now. We're right in the middle of it. And, how was your Thanksgiving, missionary?
I had a blessed Thanksgiving. God was with me. We had a wonderful dinner. I didn't travel across the country like I usually do. I stayed at home and had company, and it was really good. And then another thing, I thank God I'm blessed to have my good health, and I can still see pretty good. My prayers go out through the whole country. We need prayer in these United States of America. We must always pray for the city of Detroit and ask the God to keep a watch over our leaders. And let's don't forget a community highlighting to all of y'all. Let's send our prayers out for our leaders, like our president of these United States. We must continue to pray for the leaders that they may be in good health and lead our country. As well as we pray for the church folk. Let's pray for our leader. Am I talking right to y'all?
Amen. Yes, yes, you are. Sometimes it comes down to one weapon left, prayer. Sometimes it's like that. Sometimes that's all you got is all you can do is pray. You know.
I want to thank God for you. I want to thank God for our staff that's been with us all of these years. And then I just made up that to the radio and to the world. I'm going to the churches. They're for real. You know, some people get on talk to y'all. They just talking about paper. We're talking from the heart of our soul. Say amen out there.
Amen.
Amen.
You are correct. You are right.
Amen.
Yes. Let me just go to have Sister Evangelist. Christy, share a few words right now. Christy?
Yeah. You know, I was thinking about missionary this morning, and I am really just grateful for God preserving her life. My grandmother lived to 94, had a great grandmother that lived to 99, I had a grandfather that lived to 95. So I was reminded of the scripture, Psalms 91. It talks about dwelling in the secret place of the Most High Almighty, they shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Then it talks about, you know, I would say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. But if you skip all the way down to the 16th verse of Psalms 91, it says, with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. So when we walk with the Lord, and I understand that you know, some people go a little bit earlier along. But when we walk with the Lord and we have that communication with him, for my grandmother, she decided when she was ready to go, and God honored that. But when we have that communication, that relationship with him, he will honor us with long life. We talked earlier about staying in prayer and meditating on his word and spending time with the Lord. It makes all the difference in your life. So I am grateful to God for satisfying missionary Hetty Humphrey with long life.
Thank you. Amen. Thank you, Evangelist Christy. Yes, good, powerful words there. All right, Bishop Kathy, just share some words on your heart this morning, sir.
Amen. God bless you. I know the Lord, oh Lord, will make a way. Yes, you would. Oh, yes, he would. I know the Lord will make a way. Yes, he would. Oh, he did it for the missionary, and he did it from Michael Van to I know the Lord will make a way, like he did for the whole network in YouTube. God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you, missionary. I just wanted to share to you that in song. God bless you. I love you and miss you. And most of all, love is what we feel. Love is what we feel. Care is what we show based on the love that we say we have. And I care about you dearly. God bless you, Mother.
Thank you. That's a testimony.
God bless you. That's a preaching little guy over there we got on our staff. God bless you, sweetie.
Yes,
to the radio
is.
World, if you were asleep, you woke now with that child on.
That's right. Thanks for blessing us. Thank you for adding that variety and spice to the program, Bishop. Great. All right, Kimberly Batchelor Davis. I almost said Evangelist Kimberly Batchelor Davis, but, you know, maybe that wasn't a mistake either.
Come on, preacher.
You see how they tease me. Okay, this goes around. What comes around goes around, Evangelist.
Amen. It certainly does. So good morning. Thanksgiving for me was great. On Wednesday, I received notification on my phone, thank God for technology, that a verdict was in. And I immediately tuned in and was able to hear it live streamed as it was happening. And Michael, you said earlier it was a sigh of relief. I rejoiced in my house. And I started texting my friends, giving everybody updates. And I remember one thing that touched me. I saw Maude Arbery's mother in the courtroom, and she dropped her head. And I could see that she was in deep prayer and deep gratitude. And I thought, wow, as a mother to go through that, but then to get justice for your son, what a wonderful relief. It won't bring him back, but it's a relief. And then a couple of days later, there's a representative or a rep out of Colorado, a Republican rep. Her name is Lauren Boebert. Now, I don't know if anyone has heard the horrible
statement
that she made.
Yes, I did.
Okay, so you know she was on an elevator with Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, and called her a terrorist and joked about it and has gone on to say several things about it, yet she had to come back and apologize. I go back to the scripture that I gave this morning, Proverbs 8:12. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence. I have found knowledge and discretion. There are people that are walking around that have not found knowledge and discretion because they are not meditating on the word of God. They are operating in the ego. they are operating in their own self-knowledge. And the word yeah. tells us to not lean onto our own understanding, but onto God.
All right.
Just remember, as our beloved missionary says, take the Lord God with you everywhere you go. As Bishop Cassie said, if you have a White Castle burger, pray over your burger. I will take it a step further.
Amen.
You got a Snickers candy bar. You better pray over that Snickers candy bar. When I get in my car and the roads are looking icy, I get to praying so I can get to my destination safely. Folks, we got to pray. We got to keep God with us. He will never forsake us. He will never leave us. And as Evangelist Christy said, that is the blessing of a long life when you have a relationship with God. So let's continue to have that relationship with God. Have a God of witness. Amen now.
Amen.
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 You're going to witness. I'm not even going to church the day after this here. I'm done. Y'all done already sealed me. Y'all done sealed me, my man.
Yes. I want
to
take a moment.
Let me throw this in on to
uh-huh.
y'all. I've been young and now I'm old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed beg bread. That's Psalm 25.
And
that's
amen.
True. I guess I am old, but I don't feel it.
I just want to add this. I want to be part of the team permanently. I love it. I love it. I'm telling y'all, I declare, I want to be part of this team forever. Have a God of witness.
All right.
Okay.
Amen.
All right. We'll make sure your application goes through and is processed, Bishop.
Oh, it's so clear. It's so clear.
But, you know, you still got to take the exam, though, you know.
That's right. That's right.
It's a 100-question exam.
You have to go before the examination board.
To get on the Sunday morning.
Kathy, we'll make sure you get the study sheet. You'll be all right.
And then you gotta go through the interview with Missionary Humphrey.
Oh, I know. I'm glad I said. See, them already declared she got a preacher on her team, so I'm there.
And
I know
she's
she got.
And she's gonna ask you some tough questions. She's gonna ask you about your church home. Do you know the
That's
Lord?
Right.
Okay.
That's right.
Now we got some people that have failed missionary. Don't we have some people that failed those questions?
Why
over the
few of them fail?
Well, missionary, I'm gonna stand my ground. I'm gonna stand my ground.
Do you have the Lord as your personal savior? You know,
I get up in and up out the bed with him.
And missionary, here's the clincher. When was the last time you opened your Bible? That's a good
right.
one right there.
That's it. That's it.
Let me see the Bible too, because if it's got cobwebs
right.
and dust on it.
That's
spider
right.
webs. We know you haven't looked at it in a long time.
That's right. A lot of preachers don't, Mike. They don't go nowhere near the Bible, but when they're preaching, you'll swear up and down they went to bed with it.
Hey,
that's right.
Only
the
way
Bible
you can
says
talk
steady.
Only way you can talk like this. This is no game. You got to be real with God, and this young man mm-hmm. are real
right.
with God. We sending this
Mama.
Out to St. Louis and is listening to us, and we got Ohio and Washington.
Yeah.
All of my nieces
Thank
around
you.
The world are listening to us, and we appreciate the team. We got
yeah.
a good
Thank
team.
You.
And I hope
Thank
we love
and,
you.
And missionary, I'm glad you brought that up, because I also want to just say thank you to those who here right here in Detroit that listen to us every Sunday.
Yes.
And and you know, you can listen to this program over and over again all week long up until next Sunday when we do a new one. So and I know for a fact that we pick up a lot of listeners after we do the show. So
mm-hmm.
after we do the show this morning live, we got a whole new group of people that listen to it throughout the week. So we appreciate all of you, and we thank you for listening. And I tell you, it's a badge of honor now to be on the Sunday morning team. I tell you, you guys, you're in a
Amen.
Good spot.
Yeah.
You know, people want that. People want to be in that spot, you know.
Yeah.
Want to be on the Sunday morning team. Yeah. Let me just. I got a few things I want to say. If your company would like to join the list of companies supporting Community Highlights with Missionary Humphrey, the Michael Van Tool Show, or be in the driver's seat with Regina, the Queen of Carlones, it's one number to call: 248-516-8300. And Michigan Ocean Strategy Group is doing another financial seminar Saturday, January 15th from 1 to 3 p.m. right here at Michigan Ocean. I'm at the studio now in Southfield at Michigan Ocean doing the show, the podcast. And we're going to be here Saturday, January 15th. Recovering from the Holidays with Colony, a realty and marketing sales company in Michigan Ocean. At Colony, we want you to strive better, push yourself to accomplish more, make personal improvements, and stay dedicated and persevere. So make sure you are attending the Saturday, January 15th financial seminar and workshop from 1 to 3 p.m. right here at Northwestern and Evergreen. And if you want to rebuild, here's some of the things that we're going to be doing. Helping you to rebuild your credit with a secured credit card, real estate, investing, alternative lending, rebuilding your credit and starting your business and applying for loans. All that and more at our financial seminar. Optimal IT Solutions. They're working on something for me right now. If you want, if you have, let's say, your laptop is having problems or your computer is having problems, make sure you call Optimal IT Solutions at 248-516-8300. Here's the number for Attorney Cliff Pascal. He is our attorney of record here on Community Highlights. With Missionary Hattie Humphrey. They are the attorneys at Pascal Tashman and Walker are widely recognized for their skills at negotiating and at trial. And they have obtained countless settlements and jury verdicts for their clients. They are members of the Million Dollar Advocates Forum and Multi-Million Dollar Advocates Forum, as well as acclaimed super lawyer. So Attorney Cliff Pascal is a super lawyer, and he can help you with personal injury, worker disability, medical malpractice, family law and divorce, probate and estate, and real estate. So Attorney Cliff Pascal, here's his number, 248-353-7750, and Missionary, I've been talking with him, and I know you have too, with Attorney Cliff Pascal, to come on the show with us sometime. I think if not the December, he's going to be here in January. So we're looking forward to Attorney Cliff Pascal coming back and sitting with us. And I'm just going to give him the mic and let him talk. We haven't heard from him in a long time. So the invitation is out. He said he wants to come back, and we're just trying to work on a date for Attorney Cliff Pascal to be on the show. Let me just mention Frank
Burkhardt. Yeah. We don't want to forget him.
Yes, Greg Burkhardt, one of our Sunday morning team at large, always prepared. We hope he had a very good Thanksgiving, and we're looking forward to having him back on the show. And he comes prepared. He prepares. Let me tell you. You could tell he knows you got to keep up with the Sunday morning team. Now the Sunday morning team is prepared. They are prepared.
Yes, they are.
I had to, some Sundays I have to get up early and start writing some stuff down just so I could keep up with the Sunday morning team myself. Cause y'all come, they come ready. I can't do no half stepping around the Sunday morning team. We appreciate you for your professionalism. Franklin Wright Settlement is a leading Detroit neighborhood human services organization existing to assist individuals, families, groups, and the community with basic life, family, and social needs. To support Franklin Wright Settlements with a tax-deductible contribution, call Dion at 313-579-1000. And Kimberly, we've been it's not too late to donate money to Franklin Wright, is there?
It's not. Giving Tuesday is coming up this Tuesday, so you can make your donation. As Michael said, you can call Dion and make your donation that way, or you can go to franklinwright.org and click the donate button and make your donation that way as well.
And that's what I did. It was easy. I just went on there, clicked on, made my payment with a debit card. And it works out very well. You get a confirmation receipt right after that. You know, you get a receipt right after that. So it works
That's
out
right.
very well. So yeah, thanks for sharing that with us. All right. We are coming up with about 5 minutes left. Missionary, you have some things you'd like to share before we look how fast that went. I mean, we just got started, and that 30 minutes is moving fast already.
I just want to say to the congregation of the world, be careful and take God with you, and let's keep him in your business, and all is going to be wonderful. And the 37th chapter of Psalms, that's what I left, the 34th verse said, wait on the Lord and keep thou his ways, and he shall exalt thee in the high land. And just take him with you. He's been mighty good. And when you bow and pray, let's don't forget to pray for the president and the leaders of our country. God bless all of you, and I love you so much. Have
yes.
a good day. And you can, if you don't go to church, you can have a little church in your private room. Talk to
yes.
the Lord. Matter of fact, you don't have to go very far. He's already there with you. All you have to do is call on him. He'll answer you. God bless
right.
you. I love you.
That's right. I just want to take a moment to I just want to hear from some of the Sunday morning team as to what you're working on right now that you'd like to share with us, because I know, you know, everybody – has things going on. And let me just start off with Evangelist Christy Laster about some of the how was the women's workshop and other things that you may have going on.
Oh my goodness, I'll try to say it really briefly, but we did have a women's conference last weekend, and it was absolutely phenomenal. Anytime there's an opportunity for a visitation from the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, whatever you like to call it. But anytime there's a visitation from him, it's always amazing. So the Lord visited us. Each and every woman that came was personally ministered to. And so I am really grateful for that. We had good success. And then also I want to share that today is our Youth Sunday at Greater Pentecostal Temple. And my son, Minister Caleb Laster, will be ministering today. He's 20 years old, and he's one of the youth pastors at the church.
Whoa. All right.
So
all right.
What time is that,
forward.
Babe? What
that
time?
That starts at 11 a.m. this morning. And then I also wanted to share, I'm not one for I don't like to put myself forward. I don't mind being in the background at all. I'm more of a worker. But since Pastor Charles Laster II has been our senior pastor, he has appointed me as his administrative pastor for the Greater Pentecostal Church.
Congratulations.
Yes. Thank you.
What
Ooh,
a
good.
Powerful,
thank you,
powerful
thank you.
Family, I tell you. And look at 20-year-old Caleb preaching. This is his day. I know you're so proud. I know you're proud of him.
I am.
So much.
I am.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. The church where things are happening. It's happening over there.
The church that makes things happen. That's
right. Makes
things
happen.
Right.
And it is
with
true.
With the help of the Lord, it's happening.
Yes. It's so true. All right. Bishop Kathy, what's going on? I know you're working on a lot of things, and you're involved in the community all the time. And I just want to see what, and with, of course, with the Police and Fire Chaplains Association.
Well, Mike, what I would like to do is that I would like to focus in on this team.
And I would like to propose to you guys that we could put together a Sow Your Age fundraiser for the Michael Van Tool radio show. I think it would be very beneficial. I think it would help in the financial aspect. But I want to look and focus in on something for you. The missionary made a great choice when she chose you. And what I want to do is
I appreciate that, sir.
If we can get together and you can set out, we can get with the whole team and we can set up an event, a complete musical, where you and Wes Missionary could be the keynote speaker, and we could do a Sow Your Age fundraiser for the Michael Van Tool radio show.
Look, you
That'll
sound like
good.
You,
we'll plan
sounds
that
like you got
year.
It all planned out already.
Thank you. That's what I want to do.
Yeah, you got most of it already planned
yes.
out.
Yes.
Well,
I know,
thank
right?
you. And you, as you know, man. Bishop, as you know, Bishop, radio is not cheap. You know, we've got.
I
get.
That's right.
Yeah. Me and Missionary, we get two bills. We get one bill for
yes.
Blog Talk Radio. We get one bill from the Detroit
yeah.
Praise Network, and it is
well,
not
we
cheap.
Know. Amen.
Yeah.
And I know that, and because I know that, God has laid it upon my spirit to let's put together a musical where the missionary is the keynote speaker, and we will do a Sow Your Age fundraiser benefit fund for the Michael Van Tool radio show. That's
all right.
What I want to work on. Amen. God bless you, bro.
Thank you. Thank you, Bishop. We're going to move forward on that. Yes, so much.
Yes.
Thank you, Chaplain Kathy.
Amen.
All right,
bless
Kimberly
you,
Batchelor Davis, what's going on in your world?
So the Kim B. Davis Show, we are entering, well, we're completing our second year. And in December, we're going to be focusing on the topic of reflection. So much has happened, and we're going to be reflecting on how to positively impact our bodies physically and also mentally. We're going to do a show on the Rittenhouse verdict versus the Ahmaud Arbery verdict with our political strategist, Sinead Watson-Whitaker. And I'm very excited that I'm going to sit down and talk with our very own Detroit fashion designer, Quandale Wright, who is the business owner for the William Palmer Collection. If you guys haven't seen him, go check him out. He's doing some fantastic things in the city of Detroit, and I'm really excited that I have an opportunity to sit down and talk with him.
Kimberly, you have it going on. I caught the beginning
of
one of your programs with a
Thank
doctor
you.
On. I think it was, I'm not sure if it was on, she was a counselor or marriage counselor or somebody like that. And
Dr.
I think
Angela Celeste.
I think I saved that program or something. I got to go back and listen to that. So that you have some you have some great topics and things. So I got to get back and listen to that one. That piqued my interest.
Okay, excellent. That's Dr. Angela Celeste May. She's a psychologist.
Okay, great. All right, good job. Thank you, everybody, for being a part of the program. Missionary, it's great talking to you earlier this morning, too. And I trust everybody will have a nice, safe week. Temperatures are going to get a little bit warmer. God bless you. God keep you. Have a great Sunday, everybody.
God bless.
Amazing Sunday. Thank God
you.
Bless.
More than a mother, father, sister, brother, you are everything. Oh, yeah. Mm. You are all that I need.
All that I need.
You are.
You've been listening to the Michael Van Tool Show, brought to you in part by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. Build your customer base now. And the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. Call Johnny Hawkins, the personal injury expert, today at 248-567-9990. Thank you for listening.
Everything is gonna be all right. Hold your head up high. Look up to the sky.